On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 11 past 10 with Sean Cosgrove. Good morning. We've got racing today, Wyong. And Phil Robinson is the track manager there. Good morning, Phil.
How you going?
I'm good. Now, you're smiling today. Everything going well for you?
Yeah, the temperature's dropped, which will be a nice reprieve for the horses over the last few weeks. And the track's a good four.
Righto.
We put 3 mil irrigation on last night. Just to keep the nice bit of sting out of the ground and hopefully stay around that range all day.
All right. Now, what about the rail today, Phil? What's happening there?
It's out 2 metres the entire, just to get them off that worn section from last meeting.
Okay. How's the track standing up?
It's holding up really well. We get a bit beat up when we have trials, but, you know, that's about 6 or 7 metres out wide, so it shouldn't affect any of the horses running today.
All right. Terrific. So a good four. You got the rail out 2 metres the entire, and you put a little bit of water on last night just to settle the dust and take a little bit of the sting out of the ground.
Exactly.
Terrific. Good on you, Phil. All the best today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Phil Robinson, the Wyong track manager there. Gary Hartley's going to find the winners for us. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
Beautiful day?
Yeah, a lot of cloud where I am, but rain is expected in the next couple of days. Not a lot of rain, but some in the... on the central coast and in the Newcastle Hunter area. But I don't think it'll be today, but it is a bit cloudy, a lot cooler on the coast. It's going to be 40 here in the upper, in the lower Hunter, but just around about 30 or so on the coast. The numbers aren't great, but plenty of quality in the meet.
Well, all we need is the quality in your tips, Gary, and I know we can rely on that.
Yeah, well, I did have 5 seconds yesterday before I found a winner, so it wasn't too good yesterday.
Sorry, you didn't have to say that. You should have said, gee, I found a winner. You don't mention the 5 seconds. More seconds at a stopwatch, eh? Now the first 2-year-old maiden over 1350, one or more, is $3.50. 2 Fortress Command, 6. Number 3 Manhattan Marvel, $5. 4 Prince of Aragon, 9. 5 Promotion, 360. 6 Real Wave, 5. 7 Amazing Peace, 61. And 8 Divine Dream, 26. Our favourite, 350, one or more.
The big firmer here, Sean, is one that I haven't got in the top four. John Dubois' horse from Goulburn, number 6, Real Wave. It went up $10 with Tab. I think you said about $5 or $6.
$5, yeah. Now.
Its trial form's okay, but I didn't know whether it was quite up to these, but we'll find out today. I went 5, 1, 2, and 4. Promotions is a Godolphin Colt. I exceed and excel. Nice trial the other day behind Fiery Red, who trialled really good at Warwick Farm on the 4th of Feb. This horse sat outside at Promotions. The winner won easy by about 3 lengths, but, you know, it's a good Saturday horse, Fiery Red, even a bit better than most. And I thought this horse didn't shirk the task, went okay, won a trial back on the 8th of January at Warwick Farm, has got good speed. Is on debut today with blinkers and a lugging bit. Josh Parr rides, and I think it can get the money, number 5. Number 1, Amore. Failed its only start on the Kenzo track on the 6th of February. Got back worse in midfield in a field of 12. Had cover. It was gone by the 300. Got beat about 5.8. In a trial before that, Kenzo run at Rose Hill. It led by 4 lengths in the trial and got run down late by Cosmic Force, who goes okay. Barrier 1, Tim Clark for Gary Moore. I think it'll run well. Number 2, Fortress Command, one of Gerald's. Got a standard bit of the Winkers' first race start. Had to be pushed along, hard ridden in a recent trial, but it really hit the line hard, given the impression that the 1350 had suited. And number 4, Prince of Aragon, likewise, got a long way back in a trial and made up good ground. 5-1-2-4.
Tell you what, Sean Dubois doesn't have a big team. He's only about 15 work, but I tell you, gee, doesn't he fire with a rifle, not a shotgun? He's got a good strike rate.
Oh, very good strike rate. He's a very smart trainer. The horse won a trial narrowly at Kembla, January 23, and it runs second in a Hawkesbury trial, 8th of Feb. Was running second in the field of 6, took the lead in the straight, and other horse nailed it right on the line. Andrew Atkins trialled it. He's coming to ride it. and the good money suggests it'll be hard to beat. So maybe on the track when I have a look at it, see what happens in the market, we may have to promote it a bit.
All right, now race two, class two over 1,000, one Crankneck, $9, two partners, three even, three highly desired, 460, four Silver Melody, two even, five Big-Legged Woman, 17, and number six, Fiora Vante, is 34, the favourite, two even, number four, Silver Melody.
I got me best bet here, number two partners, trained by Scotty Singleton down there at Hawkesbury. The horse has been flying lately. Last start, he won very well here at Wyong. He led all the way, and he just kept fighting when challenged in the straight by Mighty Marmalade, who has got a very, very good finish on it. I thought he went really well, and prior to that at Gosford, he was on the speed all the way and only beaten less than half a length. I don't leave me out. Could be 3.5 by the Flying Wonder Babe at Ramwick on Boxing Day. He's got terrific form this time in for a race like this. Barrier 2, Sammy Clipperton back here. Wyong for the first time, I think, in 3 years or so. It'll hit the ground and run. The favourite, Silver Melody, pretty short. He's got a good record. 5 starts, 2 wins, 2 seconds. Those wins have been at Newcastle and Taree. The seconds at Newcastle and Scone. Failed last start at Ramwick on Boxing Day. And I'll tell you what, in that race, on Boxing Day, she finished 4 lengths behind partners, and she led. Yeah, she's a short price favourite. I think partners is a good thing. 2 to beat 4, 3 highly desired. Now, this horse of Bjorn Baker's won 2 on the trot before a spell, August, September at Nowra and Musselburgh. 2 country wins, but won them easily. And in a recent trial at Rose Hill, it was the hottest trial. Dyslexic beat Jungle Eyes. This shared the lead, and I think it beat half a neck. I'll be keeping a watch on it too, definitely. And number one, Crackneck. Went to Eagle Farm first up. I've seen it run some terrific races at Newcastle. Won a couple there during the winter. And it's capable of running a big race here. 2, 4, 3, and 1.
All right, the third event, how 1 Bonequus 370, 2 is out, 3 Chili Beauty 11, 4 Dynamic Dynasty 330, 5 Heroic Fighter 330, 6 Yorkshire Rock 420, 7 Yulong Bayou is 26. Equal favourites narrowly, 4 Dynamic Dynasty, 5 Heroic Fighter 330, just ahead of 1 Bonequus at 370.
I like Dynamic Dynasty. He's going really good. He won well at Bathurst the other day, won easy. He took over in the straight and ran away. Placed at Newcastle twice behind that smart middle-distance horse that Kyla Gavin Lott's wild about her and wasn't far away on both occasions. He's had one run here for a second. I think he can win again, number 4, Dynamic Dynasty. Number 5, Heroic Fighter, second pick for Gerald. It won at Bathurst. And then at Kembla, it was disappointing the other day. It was up on the speed. Shared the lead. Only got to be 3 lengths, but it finished at the tail of the field. But it's better than that. On Equus, if it finds its best form, could run a race. And Yorkshire Rock won well last start. 4, 5, 1, 6.
All right, race 4, 1 Busy Lizzie, 81. 2 Duchess of Windsor, 210, 3 out. 4 Expired Time, 9. 5 Low and Princess, 6. 6 Miller were 12. 7 Nicoya, 440. 8 1 More for Luck, 17. 9 Stunned, $6. Favourite, 210. Number 2, Duchess of Windsor.
I like Nicoya to beat it. Nicoya's been running terrific races at Newcastle without winning. Placed 2 in a row there in December, the last one on Boxing Day. Her bad habit, Sean, is she's a back marker. She gets right out the back. But she can run on strong. He runs third at Nowra 2 runs back. And then last start at Newcastle, he got the 2.4 by Breakneck or Breakman. Now, I know the Waller stable thinks Breakman, she's a Kiwi who's just come to Waller, might turn out to be a decent stayer. And I thought she went good. Now, this mare, Nicoya, was scratched, I think, in the last couple of days. It might have been at Nowra to run here. Josh Parter rider today. I think she can win. Number 2, Duchess of Windsor, the favourite. Maddie Smith's got this. Run second at Canberra, just beaten, and then run fifth there the other day. Had every hope when I got 1.8. Sean Geimer riding. He's riding really good too. He's riding plenty of winners, young Sean. A lot of confidence. Number five, Low End Princess, can run into a place on the home track. And number nine, Stun, likewise. 7, 2, 5, and 9.
All right, race 5, 1 Hebe Jeebe, 16, 2 out, 3 Brook, $5, 4 Clara Amoir is $5, 5 Invincible Kiss, 8, 6 Miss Antares is $2.70, number 7 Spicy Mo, $9.50, and number 8 Swizzler, $4.60. The favourite number 2 Miss Antares, $2.60.
Well, mate, all I can tell you about her is that she trials like an Oakley Plate winner, but she never runs a place in the race. Now, on the last trial, she should donkey lick these. She led Rachel King, went to Warwick Farm and rode her in the trial, and she beat Manicure on the 4th of February by 9 lengths, Sean, or 8.8 to be exact.
Yeah,
she led 6 in front at the 400 and just annihilated them. She's done that before, but she's had 5 runs and never run a place. She got the 2.8 at Gosford on July 28th, 2.6 at Hawkesbury on July 5. Now, since the spell, has she come back a different horse? You buy Star Witness, you got terrific pace, a terrific bloke trains with Jared Austin. I've got to go with her on that trial. She beat him easy, but she's got to repeat it on race day. Rachel's coming here to ride her. Barrier 2, and she's a bit lucky. She struck a pretty average field for a provincial maiden plate. So I'm going with her. Number 4, Clara Ekmoy, in for second. It runs 5th at Kembla first up, only beaten a length and a half. 13 starts without running a plate, and I've put in second. That's how desperate I am in this race. Number 5, Invincible Kiss, led by a long way in a recent trial, and won the trial at Wyong. And number 8, Swizzler. Been very disappointing in 2 runs this time in. Maybe it can turn it around. 6, 4, 5, and 8.
And the day she won the trial by 8.8, she was out off the fence as well. And like she won another one by 7.5 lengths one day. She can gallop, but it's got to put together race day.
Yeah.
Just all right.
Needs to do it on race day.
That's it. A bit like your good self and myself. Now, race 6, the maiden 1100. 1 Pacific Legend, 370. 2 Commute, 2 Even. Number 3 Collision is $14. 4 Fused Magic, 17. 5 Got the Knack, 151. 6 out. 7 Corruptible, 12. And number 8, So Very Vain, 340. A favourite, number 2 Commute. It's short, 2 Even.
Yeah, I think So Very Vain's got a good chance here. You couldn't back it on 4. 3 runs, and they're all last preparation. And on that form, you certainly couldn't have it. But the recent trial at Wyong was very, very good. Kim has booked Abdullah to ride it, and she's got barrier 1. She set outside the leader in that trial, got beat 3/4. She was revved up. But it was the quality of the trial. In good time, won the trial. A quality galloper. Went to Melbourne for the Spring Carnival. An Invincible Gem from 2nd, the Racer Group winner. She's got to do it on race day. But after that spell, maybe she's come back a lot better horse. He's bred to be smart. So I'm going to have a throw at the stump. 2 Commute, run 8, it's only run on the Kenzo. Beaten 5 lengths, worse at midfield. Had cover, was gone at the 250, was very disappointing. But a huge drop in class here, a massive drop in class. Gee, Pacific Legend trial, well, terrific trial at Wyong recently. Hit and Spring Charlie went head and head all the way. Spring Charlie's one of the favourites for the provincial championships. And it ended up beating this horse by 1.3, and Princess Posh run 3rd in very, very fast time. It'll run a big race, Pacific Legend. And number 3, Collision. 8, 2, 1, 3.
Righto, race 7. Now, 1 Baidy is $4.80, 2 Lifetime Quest, $4, 3 Palo Pace, $4.20, 4 Republic, $15, 5 Classic Jade, $13, 6 Wacker, $6.50, 7 out, 8 Joy for Us, $6, 9 Western Folk, $19, 10 Fidel's Choice, $26, 11 Grand Eggs at $15, 12 out, 13 Pretty Song, $81, 14 Prince High, $151. Favourite narrowly, $4, 2 Lifetime Quest.
Yeah, it's been well back. I couldn't believe it went up $6. I like it a lot. $6 tab went up, and there's only one, two scratchings, and they're both roughies. So it's been a big firmer. He's a smart horse, Sean, this bloke. He's bred and owned by Guri, and their colours are red and black stripes. He's an exceeding excel. Chris Lees has got him in a dollar rising. He runs second to a very smart horse on the Bewitt Schoenhill, Dalgo. Then he went to Gosford and was a good thing beaten and protested unsuccessfully. And the horse that beat him goes good, snaps. Then he come to Gosford the other day, three wide, no cover, and still won easily. And beat a horse of, I think, who's got it? Maybe David Fighter. Cool guiding. It goes good and he beat it. I think he's a very smart horse. He's got a tricky barrier, but it's 1350. 3 furlong run to the first turn. I like him a lot. Beatty. You called it Beatty.
Yeah.
A lot of them call it Beatty, but I've got no idea how the horse has been named. But many years back, there was a crackerjack Indian spin bowler called Bishop Beatty. Felt like this, B-E-I-D-I. And he was a left-hand spinner and a good one. So whether it's named after him or not, I don't know. But looking at the breed, I don't know whether you could get that bloke out of it. But I know it's got a bit of talent. Waller's got it, and I reckon it'll run well. Number three, now, I don't pronounce this right. I call it Paulo Pace, but that's not right. But I'm not going to try and guess what the right pronunciation is. Joe Pride has told me twice, and I still can't get it right. This was very good winning at Newcastle the other day. This is a very strong race. Chad Lever ride's got a bad barrier, but a long run to the first turn. Should be able to get in one off, and it may even lead. It is a leader. It probably will lead. And Six Waka wasn't asked to do much in a trial. Carries the Royal Blue. 2-1, 3-6.
Right, the eighth, the final event. One White Boots, $1.50. Two Invicta, $4.60. Three Captain Mannering, $6.50. Four Out, $0.05 a Cove, $8.50. Six Base Camp, $12. Seven Out Achiever, $18. Eight Ghetto Boy, $81. Favourite, $1.50. One White Boots.
Yeah, never made him a special, but he looks a certainty to me. I think he might have been in at the Kenzo tomorrow, so Kim's elected to run in there. Mate, this is the type of horse, Sean, you want to own. 10 starts, yeah. 5 wins and 4 places. He never, ever fails to put in this bloke. And he's run first up on the Kenzo on the 6th of February. Was very good. He really hit the line there. Billy Owen rode him. And the young fella's coming here today to claim 3. He was originally 62.5. He won't even be top weight now. And he races on the pace. Now that he gets to the mile, he'll be up on the pace. And the other day at Kenzo, when he got beat 2 first up, he got a bump at the start, but held up in the early part of the straight. And he just kept coming along the rail. Now that Billy's had a ride on him, he knows the horse. He's on his home track. He's got a good barrier. He's 1 second up and he goes forward. $1.50, I think, is the right price. Invictus clearly second pick. He normally gets back, but it was a slowly run race the other day at Newcastle. And RT rode him up third or fourth on the rail. And he was too good for him in the run home. He goes good, but so does White Boots. He's second pick. Number three, Captain Mannering. Gwender up from Kembla. Last start winner. And number five, Sensor Cova. 1, 2, 3, and 5, mate.
All right, can you find us a good thing today?
I can, and it's a better price than I thought it was.
But
race 2 for Sam Clipperton and Scotty Single. Race 2, number 2. That's my best bet, mate.
All right, partners, the $3.
He's a good big white boot, so, you know, he's, if you're looking for moldies or something, he did go up. Tell you what, Sean, he went up $1.90. So he's been well tried, White Boots.
Yeah, they backed him. But, gee, as you said, what a lovely honest horse. 10 starts, 5 wins, 4 seconds.
Yeah.
On his 10 own, for five.
He's got that much of his favourite. He'll beat these, I'd say, mate.
I had one once, Gaz. It was 5 for 5. 5 starts, 5 bruises on the hocks from the ambulance bumper bar saying, go faster. We got to keep up.
You'll get mad.
I know. All right, man.
I reckon. All right.
I'm bad. Yeah, but I admit it. I know I am. It's the ones who don't you got to worry about. They're the ones who think they're intelligent and they're lunatics. I know I'm not.
The bloke said to me the other day, "You're a non-drinker." I said, "Yeah, they reckon I'm mad enough for that."
I said to a bloke the other day, "I didn't know he drank till I saw him sober one day." Well, after all that, we'll talk to you through the day and get the late mail.
What's that? Yeah, mate. The temperature's going to be all right there today on the coast.
Yeah,
a lot hotter inland, of course, but we are expecting a bit of rain the next 3 or 4 days. Not a lot, but only a few mils and a lot cooler temperature for the meetings like where I'll be at Scone, Gosford and Hawkesbury over the weekend, around about 26, 28, which is much, much better than where we've been having. Better for the horses, better for the jockeys and better for everyone.
Too right. All right, mate. Well, take care and we'll hear you through the day with the late mail.
Yeah, better get ready. Sparkles will be here to pick me up at 11.
All right. Go and wank your frock on and get ready, okay?
See you, mate.
See you, Gary Harley. At 28 to 11, Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with John O'Farr.